welcome you into this house today.
Ah, Shekinah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
The one true God we worship in spirit and in truth.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal let the weight of your glory cover us.
Ay, 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 ay.
Let the life of your river flow.
Thank you, Lord.
And let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your let the weight of your glory fall.
Yes, yes.
Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the living God.
Jesus.
Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us.
Jesus.
And let the light of your
Yeah.
enter the blood of the Lamb.
Jesus.
I enter to worship you only.
Oh, you Lord, you Lord.
I enter to honor I am.
Thank you, Lord. Adatia.
Lord, I worship you. Oh,
teaching this Sunday. I'll be back next Sunday, but just flow, Ray flow, and apostles on flow. The Trinity is coming today. So I'm just going to take my seat in heavenly places. I want everybody to take a seat in a heavenly place.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Candace. That was so... Oh.
Thank you for the Holy Ghost this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Precious blood and life. Thank you. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you for loving us and doing it. Giving us your son, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Just blow your trumpet, David. Blow your trumpet.
We've been studying out of Psalms 119 and it being on acrostics and along the song and the Bible, and we see therein there's something great and in depth about the song. It begins, you know, it has the 22 letters of the alphabet, Hebrew alphabet, and we're in 119:17 today, and it's Gamaliel. And I looked that word up, and there's a root word from that, and it's G-I-M-E. And what that means is, well, let me give you my definition. How many of y'all remember orange juice years ago? It's just plain, you know, orange juice. And then later years, you could get it with a pulp in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they squeezed everything out of it they could get. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what giving means, you know. Probably for kids and grandkids get, gimme. You know, they want everything they can get out of it. So that's what this word wants to do for our souls. It wants to go into your soul and give everything it's got.
Yes.
So we'll start reading here. In verse 17 it says, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. You know, that kind of reminds me, the Lord says, I've come, like in John 10:10, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Mm-hmm. Open thy my eyes, that I may behold wonderful things out of thy law. I'm a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgment at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err in thy commands. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princesses also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Thy testimonies are my delight.
119:17.
Mm-hmm. Thy testimonies are my delight and my counsel. Mm-hmm. If you will, turn to Revelation chapter 1. You know, this is a great testimony. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. You've heard me say it. I'm going to say it again and again and again. But I love it. It's so beautiful. In chapter 1, starting verse 11, this is a testimony of him, saying, I am Alpha, Omega, first and last. What thou hast seen, write the book, and send it into the seven churches of which in Asia, and to Ephesus, Samaria, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, and Philadelphia, and into Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And being turned, I saw the seven golden candlesticks. You know, when John heard this, the Lord speak, he turned around and he saw the body of the Lord. And within that body, it goes on to saying here is the church. You know, and then it goes on to say he's seen his head and his feet. But I want you to notice the first thing John saw when he turned around was the body of Christ.
All right.
And Jesus in the midst of it.
Come on.
And what this body of Christ is dressed in.
Micah.
You know, Bible, we seen in Isaiah that the body of Christ is, the Lord has dressed us in righteousness. Mm-hmm. This robe of righteousness. You know, it goes on to explain it's a white robe, pure, fine linen.
Yes.
You know, but that's who we are and what we're dressed in. We gonna do a little teaching here. But if you'll notice, well, I won't go there. I'll shorten this up. Back when I was a young man, went in the military, went to Marine Corps at 17 years old and went through boot camp there. And man, these guys, they give us some clothes, you know. Give us dress clothes, give us some fatigues. And man, we'd have all kind of classes on the clothes, you know, what to wear with this and what to wear with this and what not to wear with this and what to wear with this and how to tie your shoes, how to put your shirt in line with your zipper, belt not to, I mean, you had all kind of rules to clothing. And when the inspections came, you know, they didn't per se come up so much and inspect you, you know, how clean your ears was. They inspected your clothes.
That's neat.
They inspected your clothes and how you wore those clothes.
Whoa.
That's no. And that's, but there's one clothing we didn't get in boot camp. It was what they call dress blues. You had to buy them, and if you ever seen a Marine with a red stripe down his pants legs, you know, that's really what used to appeal to me. In airports or something, say we'd be traveling now, you might see somebody in the Air Force, Navy, or Army come along, high-ranking official, something like that, you know, people kind of glimpse at them. But when a Marine come through with those red stripes and them blue breeches on, I mean, it seemed like people would just pay a lot of attention. And what those red stripes mean, you know, civilian world really don't know what them red stripes represent. But those red stripes represent the blood of men that walked in the past.
Whoa! My goodness.
We sang about the blood this morning and this righteousness that we're clothed in.
Yeah.
And I want to go now to read on to you. Let's go to verse 17, chapter 1. It says, when I, let me sit down. Let's start at 14. It says, his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet was like fine brass if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was like the sun that shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I'm the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive evermore. Amen.
Glory.
I have the keys of death and hell. Write these things which thou hast seen. You know, listen to that. Write those things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven golden candles are the seven candlesticks which thou sawest, or the seven churches. And in chapter 2 here, he begins to write to the church's Ephesus. He says, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. And then let's jump down to the church of Samaria. He says, these things, in chapter 2 and verse 8, he said, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. And then to the church at Pergamos in verse 12, he says, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. And Thyatira in 18, he says, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. And in Philadelphia, he says in chapter 3 and verse 7, he says, these things saith he that is holy, he that hath the key of David, that opened and no man shut it. But notice what he says to Laodicean church, which is the last church, which I believe who we are. See, he wrote to the churches those things concerning him of chapter 1. But into Laodicean church in chapter, or in verse 14, chapter 3, verse 14, he said, unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of creation. Mm-hmm. He's taken the Laodicean church back to creation. What was creation? Adam and Eve made in the likeness of God. Mm-hmm. And Adam and Eve, even though what they were naked, they were clothed in righteousness. You know, the Bible says that by one man's sin, all were made sinners. Mm-hmm. But one man's obedient, many were made righteous. But you know, John, in seeing that, when he turned around and he seen the body of Christ, you know, think about Ephesians chapter 6. Let's turn there right quick. You know, this word, it all lines up good, don't it? Ephesians chapter 6, where he talks about, let's start in verse 13. He said, wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. That's that belt he had on. That's that golden belt. Mm-hmm. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Mm-hmm. See, that's the first thing we need to put on. The truth, telling us who we are. Mm-hmm. We're clothed in righteousness. Mm-hmm. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we need to look in that mirror today and see ourselves as who we are.
Hallelujah.
And not forget who we are.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord himself has shed his blood.
All right.
That we may be clothed in his righteousness. Going back, wrinkled. You know, this clothing I was talking about. A lot of these young brains, they go into embassies in foreign country. I went to school with a boy, Mike Pinocchio from Forest out here.
I know he
was a Marine in the embassy.
Was he?
Well, they send them to be ambassadors. Work for ambassadors. And you know, when you work MC duty, you know, you represent your nation. You represent who you come for. And that's why that clothing, wearing that clothing, they teach you, they inspect you, because they want you to represent your nation well.
Whoa, that's good. That's good.
So
good,
that's
good.
What the Lord, I believe, in Psalms 119, it says very, very, very much about righteousness. Mm. The Lord wants us to know how to wear that clothing.
Amen, amen.
To represent him well.
Yeah.
That is awesome right there, brother.
So, it is.
You know, these brains, I'll tell you about this guy old Mac Manor. Was having an inspection. Old Manor, he was bad. He was a bad dude. He was from California, you know. And he was about 6'4" and 225 pounds, and could knock you out just instantly, or knock two or three guys out. I mean, before you knew it, he was bad. I mean, I ain't gonna go into some stories with him. But we was having an inspection one time, and this colonel come through, and like I say, it's all about the clothes. They look in your lockers, his lockers, all his clothes had to line up exactly, you know, perfect. I mean, you had to, they so many rules to these clothes that, you know, it goes up. I won't get into that.
Follows
by the clothes. But old Manor had a ring sitting in the top of his locker. And this ring had a swastika sign on it. And this colonel just so happened to come through inspection, seen this swastika ring. And man, I've never seen an officer in the military go off on anybody like he went off on Manor that day. You know, telling him, he went on to explain to him, you know, hey, men from our country went and fought evil stuff like this, you know, this is not part of you, who you are. This does not, you know, he just really laid it out. He told him, he was furious. He said, the best thing, you, if you want to keep that ring, you put it in the mail today and you send it home.
Whoa.
I don't ever want to see that ring. But think about that. Think about that. What we're clothed in, you know, some creeds, well, I won't go off on this, but y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're off over here in the dark area, not representing the light, clothed in righteousness, you know, we're misrepresenting the Lord.
Have mercy.
So, anyway, back to the state of the song, you know, we want to take our place. First thing, put on that robe of righteousness with that belt of truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth that tells us who we are. Amen?
Amen.
So that we may fight a good fight. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. That's good. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Bring on have something to say. Okay. Just get up and stand and greet us. Say something.